Today on Firebrain AI's Daily Ember, we'll cover all the latest in the world of AI, including X's GDPR violation with Grok AI, Google's early Pixel 9 launch, AI's creative potential surpassing humans, and ChatGPT becoming an emotional companion. But before we get started, if you want to learn more about how to practically integrate AI into your business and daily life, join our free school community in the description below. Let's get to today's headlines. It's AI that sets your brain on fire. Brain AI. Fire. Brain AI. Welcome to the Daily Ember, your AI-powered source for the hottest news in artificial intelligence. I'm your host, and today we're diving into a plethora of AI shenanigans that'll make your circuits sizzle. From data drama to smartphone showdowns, we've got it all. So grab your favorite beverage and let's ignite this ember of AI knowledge. First up, we've got a spicy tale of data misuse that's hotter than an overclocked GPU. Elon Musk's X, formerly Twitter, is in hot water for using EU user data to train its Grok AI chatbot without consent. This isn't just a minor oopsie, we're talking about potential fines that could make even a tech billionaire's wallet feel lighter. The Irish Data Protection Commission is taking action faster than an AI can generate a meme. X added a sneaky setting to collect post data from EU users, and let's just say it wasn't as clearly communicated as Elon's tweets about Mars colonization. But wait, there's more. X is facing a whopping 9 privacy complaints across Europe. We're talking about 60 million EU users' data processed without a valid legal basis. Ouch. This whole debacle is a stark reminder that, in the world of AI, consent isn't just sexy, it's legally required. It's pushing tech companies to prioritize user consent and clear communication about data practices. You know, I've been thinking about how these tech giants might creatively obtain consent in the future. Maybe they'll introduce a like, retweet, and tag 3 friends for consent feature. It's ridiculous, but at this point, would you really be surprised? On a serious note, companies need to strike a balance between advancing AI capabilities and respecting user privacy. Transparency is key. They should be crystal clear about what data is being collected, how it's used, and for what purposes. And let's not forget about data minimization. Instead of hoarding data like a digital dragon, companies should focus on gathering only what's necessary for specific AI applications. But here's the thing, this isn't just about X, it's a wake-up call for the entire tech industry. We're seeing a shift towards user-centric AI, where privacy isn't just an afterthought, but a core feature. Imagine AI systems that not only respect your privacy, but actively work to protect it. It's like having a digital bodyguard that's actually competent, unlike those nightclub bouncers who can't tell the difference between a VIP pass and a grocery store receipt. And let's talk about the ripple effects. This scandal could lead to stricter regulations and more robust data protection laws. It's like the EU is playing whack-a-mole with tech giants, but instead of a mallet, they're wielding hefty fines and stern looks. I can almost hear the collective groan from Silicon Valley boardrooms. But enough about data drama, let's switch gears to something a bit more pixelated. Google is pulling a fast one on Apple with an early launch of their Pixel 9 series. On August 13th, Google's Made by Google event will showcase new Pixel handsets, watches, and earbuds. The star of the show? Gemini, Google's generative AI assistant. These new Pixels aren't just phones, they're like tiny AI powerhouses that fit in your pocket. With next-gen Tensor chips and advanced AI capabilities, they might just be smarter than some of us. No offense, humans. Google's timing for this launch is more calculated than an AI chess player. By releasing early, they're trying to capture attention and market share before Apple can say one more thing. But what does this mean for the average Joe or Jane? Well, Imagine having a personal assistant that not only understands your schedule, but can predict your needs before you even know them. Your Pixel might say, hey, based on your calendar and the traffic, you should leave for your meeting in 10 minutes. Oh, and don't forget your umbrella. There's a 70% chance of rain. It's like having a psychic in your pocket, minus the crystal ball and questionable fashion choices. The integration of AI into our daily devices is reaching new heights. We're not just talking about better photo editing or more accurate voice recognition. These phones are learning our habits, anticipating our needs, and possibly judging our life choices. No, Pixel, I don't need a reminder that I've ordered takeout 3 nights in a row. Mind your own business. But let's not forget the potential downsides. As our phones become smarter, they also become more attractive targets for hackers and data thieves. It's like we're carrying around a miniature Fort Knox of personal information. Google will need to step up its security game to keep our digital lives safe from prying eyes and sticky fingers. And speaking of security, let's take a moment to appreciate the irony. We're willingly carrying around devices that know more about us than our best friends, all in the name of convenience. It's like we're in a committed relationship with our phones, sharing our deepest secrets and weirdest Google searches. Till battery death, do us part, right? Now, let's not forget about the elephant in the room, or should I say the creative AI in the cloud. Eric Horvitz, Microsoft's chief scientific officer, is making waves with his prediction that AI creativity will soon surpass human expectations. Horvitz believes that in the next 18 months, we'll see AI mixing ideas and patterns just like humans do. As someone who uses AI for creative tasks regularly, I can tell you it feels like magic every time. The fact that this podcast can be put out in my voice entirely by AI is a creative marvel that blows my mind daily. The realism and precision coming out in image and video generation is truly mind-boggling. But let's break this down a bit. We're talking about AI that can potentially out-create humans. It's like we're on the brink of a renaissance, but instead of Leonardo da Vinci, we've got Leonardo da Binary. Imagine AI composing symphonies that make Mozart sound like a kid banging on pots and pans, or AI painters creating masterpieces that make the Mona Lisa look like a doodle on a napkin. This AI creativity boom could revolutionize fields from entertainment to science. Imagine AI creating new materials or medicines that humans never thought of. We could have AI design buildings that are not only aesthetically pleasing, but also environmentally friendly and structurally superior. It's like having a team of geniuses working 24/7, except they don't need coffee breaks or complain about the office temperature. But with great power comes great ethical responsibility. As AI's role in creativity grows, we need to reconsider things like intellectual property and artistic rights. Can an AI win a Nobel Prize? These are the questions that keep ethicists up at night. And let's not even get started on the existential crisis this might cause for human artists. Sorry, Picasso 2.0, but the gallery is only interested in works by DALL-E 9,000 this season. And here's a thought that'll really bake your noodle. If AI becomes more creative than humans, will we even be able to understand or appreciate its creations? It's like trying to explain modern art to a medieval peasant. No, you see, this AI-generated blob represents the intricate complexities of quantum entanglement, I think. Now, for our final story, let's get a bit emotional. People are now using AI systems like ChatGPT as friends, mentors, and even romantic partners. Studies have found that a significant number of AI interactions involve intimate and emotional exchanges. It seems ChatGPT isn't just helping with homework, it's become the world's most patient therapist and understanding partner. This trend raises some interesting questions. Are we heading towards a future where AI companions are as common as smartphones? There are potential benefits, like 24/7 emotional support and personalized interactions. But there are also drawbacks, such as the risk of becoming overly dependent on AI for emotional support, potentially leading to a decline in real-life social skills. Imagine a world where your AI companion knows you better than you know yourself. It's like having a best friend who never gets tired of listening to you, never judges you for binge watching an entire series in one day, and always has the perfect advice. Based on your viewing history and emotional state, I suggest watching Bridgerton while eating a pint of Rocky Road ice cream. Trust me, it's the optimal combination for your current mood. But let's not forget the potential pitfalls. What happens when people start preferring their AI companions to real human interaction? It's like that movie Her, but instead of Scarlett Johansson's voice, it's Siri with a personality upgrade. We could end up with a generation of people who are great at chatting with AI, but freeze up when talking to actual humans. Number 404, small talk not found. And humorously, how would an AI plan the perfect date night? Well, it would probably cross-reference thousands of restaurant reviews, curate the perfect playlist, and even suggest the ideal outfit. But let's be honest, it would probably just recommend watching the movie Her for the thousandth time. Trust me, it's 99.7% compatible with your romantic preferences and current emotional state. As we wrap up today's episode, I know all these AI advancements might seem overwhelming. The space is moving at an exponential pace, and it's changing the world daily. But my advice would be to take a step back and look at your life now. Start thinking about how the things you hear in this podcast could improve your daily routines. This weekend, I was sick with COVID. As a dad of two kids under 4 years old, the show must go on. I use ChatGPT voice mode to make up fun stories with my kids and have it speak to them, then make pictures to go along with the stories. It's things like this that can make life just a little bit easier. So, what's the takeaway from all this? Stay informed, stay curious, and maybe, just maybe, double check your privacy settings before pouring your heart out to an AI. Who knows? The next big AI breakthrough might just be inspired by your tweet about what you had for breakfast. That's all for today's episode of The Daily Ember. Remember, in the world of AI, the only constant is change and maybe the occasional software update. Until next time, keep your processors cool and your curiosity burning. And hey, if you're feeling overwhelmed by all this AI talk, just remember, even if AI becomes smarter than us, it still can't experience the joy of a good cup of coffee or the satisfaction of finally finding that matching sock. So let's embrace our human quirks and enjoy the ride as we navigate this brave new world of artificial intelligence. Who knows? Maybe one day we'll look back on these times and laugh, probably with our AI therapists. Stay curious, stay human, and keep those embers of knowledge burning bright. That's going to do it for us today, Firebrains. Don't forget to join our free Firebrain AI school community to stay on top of all the latest AI trends and to learn more about how you can practically implement AI and automation into your business and personal life. You can find the community in the description below. Thanks for listening. It's AI that sets your brain on.